What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
2016, getting on toward the end of the month here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open. The 800 number is working again today. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Mike is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Getting right into it, there's been a new development coming out of the Judicial Watch case. Now, as you know, Judicial Watch has deposed a lot of Hillary's top staffers at the State Department under oath, and they've gotten a lot of really important information from them, some of which could lead to prosecution. Hillary and her lawyers have been trying to avoid being deposed under oath because of the press of her presidential campaign, they say. But there's an important point you need to understand. Hillary Clinton right now is a private citizen. She enjoys no immunity of any kind. She's not Secretary of State anymore. Being a candidate or being a nominee does not accord you immunity from court proceedings. But the lawyers have been going back and forth, and it's kind of funny. They're out there saying Hillary's incredibly healthy to the public, and they're telling the court really it would be such a hardship for Hillary to come on in. So the Judge Sullivan struck a compromise position. He has ordered Hillary Clinton to provide written testimony under oath in response to questions from Judicial Watch. Now, she's going to avoid cross-examination based on her answers, but the judge could go on back and say you've got to respond to these responses. So Judge Emmett Sullivan of the Federal District Court in Washington approved a motion by Judicial Watch to directly send questions to Hillary Clinton, which she must answer in writing under oath, which means if she commits perjury there, that is an actionable offense. So bit by bit, reality is closing in on the fantasy world of Hillary Clinton. Now, Condoleezza Rice has issued a public statement. Remember where Hillary was trying to excuse her private email server by saying that Colin Powell told her it was okay. And Powell came on out and said, no, he never said any such thing. He didn't even talk about email servers until a year after Hillary started her private email server. And Hillary kept talking about this conversation supposedly took place at a 2009 dinner party where Colin Powell and Hillary Clinton were there. And Colin Powell is saying he doesn't remember saying any of that. Condoleezza Rice was also there. She is now confirming there was no such discussion. Hillary lied, Hillary lied, Hillary lied, Hillary lied. Liar, liar, pantsuit on fire. Now, the revelations coming out of the Clinton Foundation are finally starting to make inroads even into the corporate media. The Wall Street Journal is out there reporting on how these newly released emails, the ones the FBI found that Hillary had not turned over to the State Department, show that the Clinton Foundation was regularly seeking access to the State Department on the behalf of donors. That's called pay to play. And apparently new emails from Huma Abedin confirm that Hillary Clinton's State Department gave special access to top Clinton Foundation donors. Even the Associated Press is having to cover this. They're basically saying 55% of Hillary's meetings as Secretary of State were with people who donated to the Clinton Foundation. That's more than half. And AP is saying it's an extraordinary proportion indicating her possible ethics challenges if elected president. Well, how about the ethics challenge for stealing the election? Because that's well and truly underway. Now, the State Department has issued a statement saying that they're finding, oh, why waste the airtime? Who cares what the State Department says? It's just more of the same lies. Complete waste of time to quote the government on anything these days. Story coming out of the Washington Times, new emails disprove Clinton's story, talking about her claim, her statement under oath before Congress that she'd turned over all the emails, and the FBI said, no, we've got these additional ones. And the State Department is already going through them, trying to look for information that should be classified. They're trying to set a timetable for when these emails will be released to the public and Judicial Watch. And I'm expecting lightning to strike the State Department and burn it to the ground any minute now. That's how scared they are. And, of course, Hillary's campaign is trying to say, you shouldn't release this till after the election. This might unfairly prejudice the American public against Hillary Clinton when they find out what she was really doing. But we have a right to know what's really going on with these candidates. We're not supposed to pick our candidates on the basis of how good their advertising campaigns are. We need to know these things. We have a right to know what Hillary Clinton was really doing as Secretary of State. Now, Hillary's not the only one in trouble. Under Title 18, Section 793, the part of Title 18 that does not require ill intent to be prosecuted for, Huma Abedin left classified information on the front seat of her car. And we know this because she emailed her assistant, telling the assistant to just get the stuff off the front seat of the car and just put it in the trunk where people couldn't see it. Now, Hillary Clinton is still refusing to release her up-to-date detailed medical records. It's none of your business what's going on out there. And they're already mounting the propaganda campaign. Hillary Clinton was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and they're making fun of this whole health issue. Jimmy Kimmel was taking Hillary's pulse and saying, oh, there's nothing there, and everybody's laughing and chuckling. And then he asks her to open a jar of pickles to prove she's in good health, that she hasn't suffered any brain impairment. Remember what I said about looking for what should be there and isn't? Because when Hillary Clinton opens that jar of pickles, turn up the volume, there is no pop from the loss of vacuum inside. The jar had already been opened and then closed again to make it easier for her to unscrew it. Fakery, fraud, deception, propaganda. Now, WikiLeaks has put out an email from back in 2011 where Hillary was asking questions. In fact, Jacob Sullivan, the same guy that she told to strip classified headings off a document and send non-secure, that guy. She was asking him about a drug called Provigil or Modafinil. And this is a drug used to treat excessive sleeplessness in patients with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and multiple sclerosis. It's also used to deal with what is politely called decision fatigue, which is people who are in positions of having to make decisions can become fatigued and they become angry and irritable, which we know Hillary's already predisposed to. So back in 2011, she was researching a drug to deal with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's multiple sclerosis. So there's something out there. This is not a drug that you take over the counter to deal with cramps or something. This is serious, serious medication. Now, earlier today, the Daily Mail came out with a story, an exclusive, that the FBI files linking Hillary Clinton to the suicide of White House counsel Vince Foster have vanished from the National Archives. That's not what's going on. Those files were never there. This story was put out a few months back about Hillary Clinton nagged Vince Foster into his suicide, and it was reported by these two FBI agents who had filed reports on the hideous mental abuse Hillary Clinton was dishing onto Vincent Foster. But there, newspaper here, the Daily Mail, filed a Freedom of Information Act request for those FBI reports. And the National Archives came out and said, we don't have them. And so the Daily Mail is saying these files are missing from the net. They vanished. They were never there. This story of Hillary nagging Foster to suicide was just another attempt to cover up the fact that Vincent Foster was murdered, and it was made to look like a suicide. We have the medical reports confirming the second bullet wound in the body. We have the fact that the gun planted with the body was not owned by Vincent Foster. The FBI literally faked the evidence of Lisa Foster identifying the gun as belonging to Vince Foster by showing her the nickel-plated gun Foster had inherited from his father. And the gun found with the body in Fort Marcy Park was dark-blued steel. This is the FBI's description of the silver-colored versus dark-blued steel gun. It's not Lisa Foster, you know, just not understanding colors or anything like that. And the gun found with Vince Foster had been wiped clean of all fingerprints. And I think we can be pretty sure that Foster didn't wipe it himself after it was used. So we posted a flashback on the story of Vincent Foster, which we're coming full circle, because that story of Vincent Foster is the story that ended my career in Hollywood all those years ago, and nobody wanted to touch it. It was a third rail. I was talking to my friends at the network news affiliates, because we were all buddies. We were in the industry together, and they said, we can't touch it. We'll be fired if we touch this. It's the third rail. Even to this day, Rush Limbaugh keeps referring to Vincent Foster's death as a suicide. When I found the evidence in the FBI's FD-302 forms about the fraudulent manufacturing of Lisa Foster's identification of the gun, I sent it over to Matt Drudge. We were still friends then. Matt Drudge said, I'm not going to touch this. So just for a moment, stop and think. What would have happened if Rush Limbaugh and Matt Drudge and ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN had the courage to accurately report this story back in 1994? We would have avoided three presidential administrations convinced they could do whatever they wanted to do and get away with it, whether it was murdering the White House deputy counsel, lying about Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad sarin gas, scamming us with 9/11, or human-caused global warming. Look at all the damage to our nation that could have been avoided if the FBI had been honest in its investigation of the murder of deputy White House counsel Vincent Foster. So if you're a part of that mechanism, if you're part of the FBI, you're part of the network news that helped cover up this murder all the way back in 1994, the current state of the nation, decayed, in decline, it's your fault because you chickened out. You had the opportunity, you were in the right place at the right time to build a better future for America, and you just copped out. You chickened out. You took the coward's way out, and look at the mess that resulted. If you're looking for somebody to blame for the deteriorated infrastructure and all these wars and all this other stuff's going on, you look in a mirror. Because you didn't want to deal with the truth back then, and look what it has brought us to today. Just think about that for a while when you're trying to get to sleep tonight. Now then, story coming out of thehornnews.com is Obama rigging the 2016 election. Everybody is very alarmed over Obama's decision to take control of the national elections through the Department of Homeland Security. And basically, Obama is saying he's doing this to fight voter fraud, which is ridiculous. Of course he's not doing that. They want to bring the election system under government control in order that nobody can peek inside and see how it's going to be rigged. And here's the irony of this whole thing. Obama is saying he's taking control of the election system to fight voter fraud. Then he turns around and says voter fraud is a conspiracy theory. There's no voter fraud. Our election system is absolutely guaranteed. This despite the long history of election fraud in this country, the overwhelming mass of election fraud during the Democratic primaries this year, the revelations from blackboxvoting.org, the HBO documentary Hacking Democracy. And by the way, hunt that down. I'm going to put it up on the page so you can send it to everybody you know. Americans need to know their elections are crooked. And that is really what Obama is trying to figure out some way to do. Is between now and November, he has the task of trying to convince the American people that all of a sudden, after decades and decades of crooked elections, that we can believe this next election when we're told that Hillary Clinton is the next president. They're in a panic because what holds the American people obedient to the current oligarchy is our sincere belief that we're brainwashed with as little children, that we actually have some control over the government during that election process. And when the American people stand up and realize it's all a hoax and a fraud, they're going to stop obeying that government. They're going to stop paying that government's bills. They're going to stop sacrificing the life and limb of their children in that government's wars of conquest. A government that cheats its way to power in those elections is not a legal, legitimate government. Now, the media has gone on the warpath against Donald Trump and against anybody who dares suggest our elections are crooked. You need to remember, Voters News Service, that does the tallying of the national elections, is a privately owned company owned by the TV news networks, the Washington Post, and the New York Times. They're never going to objectively cover this issue because they are part of the problem. So they're out there screaming that election fraud is a conspiracy theory. How could you question? We're the greatest democracy on earth. We have honest elections. And they're all saying the doubt about the sanctity and accuracy and fairness of our elections, it's all Donald Trump's fault. How dare he stand up and say that he's not sure the election system is working? Is he going to stand up and refuse to accept the results when we tell him Hillary won? They're absolutely scared, because if the American people really wake up and see how crooked the elections are, and the Democratic primaries were sounding that bugle call already, then the whole fraud falls apart. No American is going to consent to be governed by a government that we did not ourselves choose. That is the founding principle of this nation. We, the people, choose our own rulers. And if we don't have that, then what we have is a criminal government that has stolen our nation from us in order to loot us, plunder our wealth, and send our children off to be killed and crippled in more wars of conquest for more loot and plunder from other countries. That's really what it is. The reality is election fraud is 100% real. It has happened so many times before, and we have to be vigilant going into November. We can't be satisfied with Donald Trump having a 20% point lead. We need to get it up to 50, 60. We need to all put T's on our clothes after voting for Trump in November, or we all need to be dressed in red clothing to be obvious who voted for Trump, so that if they try and steal it for Hillary, everybody will know that is what they did. Latest Gallup poll, 80% of Americans support voter ID laws. Who's opposed to voter ID laws? The Hillary Clinton campaign. Her lawyers are already traveling across this entire country trying to strike down any law that requires a voter to show an ID in order to vote. They claim it's racist, it's discriminatory. Okay, then why do we have to show ID to buy a gun? Isn't that also racist and discriminatory? Why do we have to show a driver's license to drive? Isn't that racist and discriminatory? They're trying to open up the gates to massive election fraud. And by the way, we're already seeing it underway for the general election. We talked about that video that came out of Las Vegas the other day. Other activists are going on out. They're finding the same thing happening in state. In fact, there is a long list of articles about election fraud already being detected in the first 12 states that have early voting. Hillary is out to steal this election. That's why she's not bothering doing any more campaign rallies. Nobody shows up anyway. She knows she can't win an honest election, so she's going to steal it. They're telegraphing that. Now, Huffington Post has an interesting take on Hillary's poll numbers. And the Huffington Post is out there saying that, in their opinion, Donald Trump is going to be elected. Certainly that would be true in an honest election. And they're saying the polls are only showing Hillary winning because people are too embarrassed to openly support Trump. That, I think, is nonsense. I think Huffington Post is trying to help cover for the fact that the corporate media got caught rigging their polls to favor Hillary Clinton. And every single online poll that is not connected with the corporate media has Donald Trump winning by a landslide. And the corporate media is trying to recover from that and maintain some credibility. But it's gone. They have literally destroyed their own credibility in their support for Hillary Clinton. We got to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line when we come on back after these few words.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phones. Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Regarding the drug report top story right now that AP has, do you want to comment on that? It says
You mean where AP is reporting more than half of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's meetings were with people who had donated to her foundation?
Right, and what I wanted to add on to that is that the other half, if you read at the bottom of the article, the other half donated $170 million, and those were the state actors, like foreign state actors. So really, it basically means everybody paid to play. That's what I wanted to say. And it's also an example of this trickery of the AP hiding that information at the bottom of the article.
I'll have to go back and look at the AP article, but even 55%, there shouldn't be one. Pay for play is illegal under U.S. law. And the Clintons were doing it when Bill Clinton was president. They were selling those seats on the Commerce Department's trade missions. Congress was investigating. They were about to indict Commerce Secretary Ron Brown. And Ron had said he wasn't going to go down alone, but golly gee willikers, there was that strange plane crash, and Ron Brown was killed, and that was the end of the investigation.
Yeah, the article says, quote, the 154 did not include U.S. federal employees or foreign government representatives. Clinton met with representatives at least 16 foreign governments that donated as much as $170 million. So this is the other half. So in other words, it's all.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that HSBC, that Comer used to be in the board of directors during the drug smuggling. They refuse to cash a check now. You know, even if you go to the branch that issued it, they refuse it. So they don't want our little people business. They're just a big mafia front.
And yeah, they weren't drug smuggling. They were laundering the drug money, and they got caught. And James Comey was on the board of directors while all of that was going down. They got that sweetheart deal from the U.S. Attorney for New York for a deferred prosecution in exchange for a settlement that amounted to 5 weeks of their profits. And that U.S. Attorney for New York was Loretta Lynch, who's been promoted to Attorney General for the entire country. And James Comey, who was on the board of directors of HSBC while all this drug money laundering was going on, is now the head of the FBI. And that's what people need to start looking at. They need to start looking at this drug corruption that links all of this together. This whole Bush-Clinton duopoly goes all the way back to that 1980s CIA gun and drug-running operation into Central America. And it was illegal from beginning to end. It was a violation of the Boland Amendment, the Logan Act, not to mention all the drug laws. And the northern end of that smuggling operation was in the state of Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. This is where all of this came from. Drug money corruption. And the fact that the CIA is involved does not make it any less heinous.
Amen to that. And the last thing, I want to back up one of your other callers who called in a couple of weeks ago, and his point, I don't think he got a chance to express his point. It's a really good one. When the elite do something wrong, Oh, it's a scandal, but nothing bad happens to them. When the little people do something wrong, it's punishment. It's a fine. Oh, you're going to go to jail for a day or two, or you're going to have a big parking ticket or a big road. So we get real punishment.
Yes.
And the elite, oh, it's just a scandal. It's a really good point that caller made. I wanted to back him up on that. And that's
well, it's even worse than that. It's even worse than that. And when you look at the number of innocent Americans being murdered by the police, when you look at this epidemic of civil forfeiture, we live in an upside-down society where the guilty are being protected and the innocent are being punished. That's how inverted our society has become. There is no more justice in this country when the guilty are protected and innocent Americans are being punished with civil forfeiture for having done absolutely nothing wrong.
Well, what are we going to do? We've got criminals that have taken over our government. It's we've been taken over by enemies foreign.
Well, I hate to put it this way. Getting Donald Trump into the White House, cleaning out Congress of all the old guard, this is our last chance to bring about a peaceful revolution in this country to pull out of this mess. And remember what John F. Kennedy said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I would very much not like to see that happen in this country, but it does seem like we're on that way. We're on the way to that insanity right now. So hopefully cooler heads will prevail. But if we can give Trump an overwhelming landslide, they'd be foolish to try and reverse that in full view of everybody, because that could start the uprising right then and there. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Mateus. We got more callers waiting when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, and we're going to go back to the phones here. Richard in Mississippi, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I know what we can do with these voting machines. We can put them into a museum for future posterity for election fraud in the future.
Well, we certainly need to send a warning into the future to never trust the people running the elections. As Joseph Stalin used to say, people who vote decide nothing. People who count the votes decide everything. And you remember that debacle down in Florida in 2000? They even made a movie about it with Kevin Spacey called Recount. And I remember at the very end, he's saying nobody really knows who actually won. The Supreme Court just gave it to George Bush, and that is completely unconstitutional. But I think maybe we need to start a meme here about things to do with a dead electronic voting machine, boat anchors, skeet. Whatever. But at this point, we need to get rid of all of these electronic machines because they are all designed to be wide open to fraud. Bev Harris proved that when you look at Hacking Democracy. And by the way, we just posted a link to the full length version to whatreallyhappened.com. Please look at it. Send it off to everybody that you know. Every American needs to know our electronic voting machines are completely dishonest. Bev Harris demonstrated in the last 8 minutes of that documentary. They went in to an election commission They pulled a random voting machine off the shelf. They held a mock election, and they were able to rig it just by altering the memory card that went into it. And we've got all of these people out there saying, oh, no, it's absolutely secure. Couldn't possibly happen. Couldn't possibly happen. That's their job. The entire election industry is based on you believing that they're honest and accurate and trustworthy, and they are not. Absolutely not. And we need to, if we're ever going to have true democracy in this country again, we have to have an election system that is open, totally transparent, and verifiable from beginning to end. And I maintain that we need a zero tolerance policy. If a government cannot prove beyond all doubt that the elections by which they claim authority over us are honest, accurate, and verifiable, then we the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government, to pay its bills, and to sacrifice the lives of our children in that government's wars of conquest. The burden of proof is on them, not us. And right now we have a system where you walk into the little polling place, you push a button, and the next day the corporate media says your new ruler is this. And we have absolutely no way of knowing that they actually won the election.
You know, Mike, I think there's another reason why they're afraid of Donald Trump, because of many leaders are going to be looking at war crimes.
Yes. And drug convictions. I mean, Donald Trump could start a real war on drugs in this country, not arresting a few end users, you know, for the media, but actually going after the actual smugglers, the CIA itself, and every one of those banks who are laundering the money. Just bring that whole thing crashing down the way they brought down the gangsters at the end of Prohibition.
I'm talking about war crimes in other countries.
Oh, yeah. Let's crate them all up and ship them to The Hague.
Donald Trump, if I were him, probably put him on a military plane and call The Hague. You can have him.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. And they need to be made an example of so that future generations of politicians aren't going to grow up thinking that they can do the same thing the previous administration did and get away with it. That was the problem after Vince Foster's murder. Every presidential administration has had that belief. They can do whatever they want. They can kill whoever they want. They can break the Constitution, violate the Bill of Rights, and get away with it. And we need to send a message to the future. No, you can't. Right now, I hold it as the highest moral imperative that each generation leave to the next generation a better world than that which was left to us. And right now, we are failing miserably to do that. And we need to change that. I mean, look at the world that our children are about to grow up in. Constant spying, assassinations, endless wars, plundering, looting, mandatory vaccines, GMO, toxic food, toxic products, unsafe products. That's the world that our kids are going to grow up in. I can't imagine any parent who's really looking at what's going on being willing to go along with that, letting their children grow up in the world that that is being created for us. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to switch to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
As often happens when I'm on hold, you bring up so many things. I could talk about a bunch of them, but I got out of computers in the early 80s, and I think there's an old joke at NASA, is there not, about astronauts sitting on the rocket waiting to be launched saying, you know, this thing was built by the lowest bidder.
That was Alan Shepard. That was Alan Shepard, and he was asked after the flight, you know, what were you thinking of waiting for the launch? And he said, I'm looking at all those buttons and dials and switches and remembering everyone was supplied by the lowest bidder.
Well, speaks right to what you're talking about, I think, with the voting machines. And, for the last 19 years, I've been working at a local TV station, and we've had all kinds of weird phone glitches. No phone technicians locally could fix it anyway because it didn't involve local calls coming in here jamming up our phones. So, I mean, I don't know who could restore my faith in the sketchy Internet technology. You've had problems. Hillary, as I understand it, has said that Breitbart and others' web pages do not have the right to exist, and she would take them down if she becomes president. Have you read that?
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that. I imagine I'm on that special high-interest targets list as well. There's that little impediment called the First Amendment that she's going to have to find some way around. But, you know, in one case, we're dealing with a huge amount of malice. It's open season on computer users with all these cyber criminals, and the government just isn't interested in reining them in. The other part of it, of course, is that we've allowed computer technology to grow beyond our means to maintain it. And we're seeing that with the latest generation of Windows 10, the anniversary edition, Microsoft literally cannot produce an error-free operating system any longer. They just put it on out there and wait for everybody to complain and identify the problems for them. Microsoft
is
using,
beta testing it.
Yeah, we're unpaid quality control inspectors for Microsoft. You'd think they'd at least send us a coffee mug with the logo on it or something.
To maintain the illusion that the votes count, you get stuff like this out of Virginia. The governor, and that's what I originally called to talk about, was the governor back in the spring is just signing executive orders whenever he feels like it, giving voting rights back to felons. I guess it was originally, I guess, supposedly they want to rectify the suppressing of the African American vote because they're overrepresentative among convicted felons. A lot more blacks become felons, right? Well, of course, pay no attention to the amount of crime that they do. It's obviously it's biased. The system is biased against them, right? The culture is biased against them. So they're underrepresented. So he's given back 206,000 ex-felons, and every month he could do that at his whim, supposedly. Now, when did they give that to the executive branch?
Actually, they didn't. In fact, I think the Virginia Supreme Court actually said he can't just give a blanket restoration of voting rights to convicted felons because, first of all, there is a waiting period after they're released from jail, and the felons themselves have to file an application for the restoration of their voting rights that must be handled on a case-by-case basis. So what the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, who's an old Clinton friend going all the way back to Arkansas days, he's literally set up a staff to fill out all these applications on behalf of these felons to just ram them on through in the hope that he can generate 200,000 instant new voters for Hillary Clinton.
I'd say it's more than 200,000 if he gets his way.
Well, he's running out of convicted felons is the problem.
And here in Kentucky, I mean, you can do that process, but it costs a lot of money. I mean, if you're a convicted felon, you got to have the money to go through that process. It costs like hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to start the process.
Same thing in Virginia. So where is all the money for all these fees and processing costs? Where's that money coming from? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, listen. Independent media is definitely under attack, and I know you could have your wife pray for me. I'll just say that.
All right.
Because I'm under attack. I'm under active attack, as William Benny calls it, for years.
It's been pretty ongoing, but always remember, if you're catching flack, it means you're over the target.
And, no kidding.
And these are dangerous times. I mean,
I'm standing my ground. I'm standing my ground. You stand your ground. I'm staying with you, Ben.
All righty. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I think we can all agree that the system was built with fraud in mind. If it wasn't, they would have closed those back doors to the electronic voting system. But that's not what I'm calling on. Actually, I'm calling on that there's never been any push to not advertise the state-by-state closing of the polls and how the states are voting. Now, we should have learned in 2000 when Rupert Murdoch called it for Bush and that people did not go to the polls anymore. In certain states, they said, why it's already sealed up. They've got the votes they need to wrap this whole thing up with the Electoral College. They need to stop that. They need to not broadcast until the following day of how the election state by state went, because that will stop people from actually going to the polls. And we know the media is in favor of Hillary, and they can simply say state by state and lie to you and saying, it's in the bag now, don't waste your time basically voting, it's over, she's got it, And we know it worked last time. It could do it again. They need to stop that whole process state by state.
Well, it actually used to be against the law. There used to actually be an FCC regulation that during the elections, state totals could not be broadcast until the polls were actually closed in the state. But over the last couple of elections, you're right. They're basically breaking that rule. They're ignoring that rule. And they're out there saying, oh, you know, Hillary is winning. And the whole goal is to discourage Trump voters from showing up. That's why they tried that thing with Hillary is 20 points ahead. She's going to win it. And then it backfired on them because they realized it was going to be the Hillary voters who were going to be staying home, not getting involved in the campaigning. So now it's back to their neck and neck and neck. Everybody, I think, needs to understand it's all propaganda coming out of the corporate media. And it is not enough for Donald Trump to win. He has to be given a landslide so great. They're not going to dare try and take it away from him through election fraud because the result would be an armed uprising in this country.
Yep, I agree. Thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Let's go to Alex in Florida. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I was watching YouTube, the questioning of Comey with the FBI the other day, and one of the congressmen asked him, what would you do if one of your FBI agents had a private server in his home? And he said that he would not necessarily recommend criminal charges, but there would be some type of punishment. The question that I have is I wish the congressman would have asked him right then, well, what punishment recommendations are you suggesting we should apply here with Hillary Clinton? If he says that he would punish any of his agents that had that, how come he wasn't recommending any type of reprimand or punishment for Hillary Clinton?
Well, it should have been asked here, but we have to be very, very careful here because it is not a crime for anybody in government to have a private server in their home, okay? The issue was the server being used for official business, and was it carrying classified information? I mean, if Hillary Clinton wanted a private email server, and all that was on it was her personal stuff, it shouldn't be an issue, okay? But it wasn't, and this server was set up in direct violation of Bill Clinton's executive order regarding outside computer systems exposed to classified information, was set up by people who were not cleared to be looking at classified information, was maintained by another company that wasn't cleared and vetted to be working on computers containing classified information. Hillary was breaking the rules from beginning to end. And I still want an answer to this question. Was Hillary Clinton repeating the 1996 ChinaGate scandal? Was she selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server to deliver the files and her charitable foundation, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, to collect and launder the payments? This question is apparently so scary, nobody in the corporate media wants to touch it, even to ridicule it.
Yeah, well, my question to the FBI is if you would recommend, to Comey, if you would recommend some type of punishment, why did you not recommend punishment for Hillary Clinton? Why not? All your
he's
agents,
tied,
you would have...
Because he's tangled in with this whole narcocracy, with drug money laundering through HSBC. That's the core of all of this corruption that our country has been going through for the last 20, going on 30 years. It all goes back to that CIA gun and drug running operation run out of Arkansas under Governor Bill Clinton, under the direction of then Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush, and it was illegal from beginning to end. Sending guns to Nicaragua was a violation of the Bolin Amendment. Conducting foreign policy without going through the president and the State Department was a violation of the Logan Act. And, of course, there were all the drug laws that were being broken, just bringing tons of cocaine into the United States and selling it. And Bill Clinton set up the money laundering. But with the Arkansas Development Finance Authority that was designed by Webb Hubble and signed into law by Bill Clinton, Madison Guarantee, these land deals, the land flips, Whitewater, Flowerwood, Castle Grande, these were all the machines used to launder the money And then some of it went back to pay for these guns without serial numbers that were sent down to the Contras, and everybody else just put the leftovers in their pockets. And it's just like a repeat of Prohibition, where those who are dealing in the illicit substances have enough money to literally buy their way to the top levels of the U.S. government. That's where the Kennedys came from. Old Joe Kennedy was a rum runner and a bootleg. That's where the Kennedy family fortune began. And John F. Kennedy got to be president. Robert Kennedy was on his way to being president when he was shot. And Teddy Kennedy probably would have run for the White House if it hadn't been for Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like it's such a scam that the one question that could have been asked, and I do believe it was an oversight, because I do think that hopefully the Republican congressman would ask the question, the guy at the Oversight Committee, why did you not recommend any type of punishment?
Okay, we've got to let you go and take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Tonight, women and children.
children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as you know, we went through this exercise following the Democratic National Convention, where the corporate media openly acknowledged they were changing their polling methodology, and all of a sudden, Hillary Clinton soared into the lead. She's the anointed one, crowning Empress Hillary the First. And, well, some of those corporate media outlets are still trying to rig their polls. And over at Monmouth, they had a little bit of embarrassment because they had changed their polling methodology. And all of a sudden, it's not working. Trump is still coming out with a lead over Hillary Clinton. Even with all the over-polling women and over-polling Democrats, they're not getting the numbers they want. Now, Hillary's entire campaign to steal the White House rests on the corporate media being able to convince the American people that Hillary is best, the elections are honest, and that this is going to be a fair contest in November. And people are turning away from the corporate media. That media is Hillary's only ally, and she is sucking up to them as hard as she can. In fact, Fox News is just running this story. She's out in Hollywood. She's fundraising with the big celebrities. She wants the star power now. Vote for Hillary. You're one degree of separation away from the movie stars. Folks, during my 30 years plus in Hollywood, I met a lot of movie stars. And some are really wonderful people, and some aren't. I'm not going to name names. But they are just ordinary people. And they're great actors and directors and producers and technicians and so forth. They don't know any more about what's really going on with Hillary's politics than you and I do. In fact, they probably know a lot less. They're living in denial. They're out there in la-la land. All righty, let's grab a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wonder if the stocks for Velastic Pickles went up after Hillary couldn't open that bottle.
Oh, yes, now in the new Easy Open jar.
Who watches those shows? You know, like, who watches, like, the morning shows that, you know, the crap that, you know, the five, you know the typical liberal crap. I mean, who watches
well, those,
that stuff?
Those,
you know?
Those morning shows are aimed at the dwindling population of stay-at-home mothers and wives, and it's a fertile ground for a campaign that is basically founded on the vagina vote. But as I said the other day, I think that's going to backfire, because after all the comments and smears about men thinking with their genitalia instead of their brains, now all of a sudden Hillary is campaigning to women on that exact same stereotype that women will think with their genitalia and not with their brains, because anybody thinking with their brains, male or female, straight or gay, whatever, is going to understand that a Hillary presidency would be a disaster for this country.
Hey Mike, I get mad at some of your listeners. When are people going to understand this? I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. You're a D or R. The only party that is going on is the party of them dancing on your dead corpses. That's it. The party is their party. You're not invited to the party. When are people going to understand that?
George Carlin said the same thing. We're going to have to let you go into a station identification. Thank you for the call, Justin. And we'll be back.
Regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. at www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.